In the world of giant Australian cuttlefish, where males outnumber females 4-to-1, how does a runt male stand a chance of finding a mate? On average, 3 out of every 4 males don't get to mate.
I guess the females can afford to be choosy.
That's only one part of it. Even if females were to actually prefer runt males, how do these little guys get around the hordes of much larger male cuttlefish to get to the females?
By being sneaky?
Very sneaky. Runt male cuttlefish get past larger males they couldn't possibly defeat in a fight by disguising themselves as females.
They dress in drag?
Sort of, yes. Their skin camouflages into the model skin patterning typical of females, and they hide their 4th pair of tentacles, a pair the females don't possess. Then they shape the remaining tentacles in an egg-laying posture. The fact that they're closer to the size of females than males certainly doesn't hurt.
Is the performance convincing?
It's so convincing that in a study of this behavior, these males successfully fertilize female cuttlefish 60% of the time. The typical success rate for the larger and uncostumed males is about half that because so many of the large males do not get to mate at all. In evolution, you don't have to beat the best, you just have to beat the average.
Wait, if these males are so convincing as females that they're able to strut their stuff right past the large male onlookers, wouldn't...
That's the downside. The female impersonators get unwanted attention from fooled males who try to mate with them.
Well, just a minor inconvenience. I guess it comes with the territory.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Michael Wade in biology. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.